the membership class, become members. Couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder of Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agyananti Madandasya, Ganagana Salakya, Chaksurun Miritam Yena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha, Sri Chaitanya Manovistam, Stapitam Yena Bhutare, Swayam Rupa Karamayam, Dadati Swapanantikam. Our topic today is Put Your Shoes On. We'll start off with a ridiculous story whose probably only virtue is that it does lead us right into our theme for today. The story is about a group of animals in the jungle who decided to have a football game. The problem was that nobody could tackle the rhinoceros. Once he got ahead of steam, he was unstoppable. When he received the opening kickoff, he rambled for a touchdown. The score was 7-0 right away. Some or other, they managed to keep the ball away from him the remainder of the first quarter. At the beginning of the second quarter, the other team tied the score, 7-7. The lion tried to warn the zebra on the kickoff not to kick it to the rhinoceros, but the zebra ignored the warning. The rhino caught the ball, and there he was, racing for another touchdown. Suddenly, out of nowhere, he was brought down with a vicious tackle. When the animals unpiled, it was discovered that a centipede had made the tackle. That was fantastic, congratulated the lion. But where were you on the opening kickoff? The centipede replied, I was still putting on my shoes. Our theme for today is a call to put on your shoes and get into the game. If you want to become a better version of you, it's important for you to realize that you need to do more than believe for it, hope for it, and pray for it. You need to show God, or Krishna, which is our name for God, that you really mean business. The way you do that is to put actions behind your faith. It's important to believe, to hope, to pray, but we have to take it a step further and start expecting great things from God or Krishna. Are you making plans? Are you expecting good things, good breaks, open doors? Are you stepping out in faith, taking action like it's going to happen? Once a woman learns that she's pregnant, she starts to make all kinds of preparations. Even though she hasn't yet put on any weight, there's no sign of the baby. She can't see him. He hasn't started kicking. She hasn't touched him. And yet, having faith in the doctor's report and the pregnancy test, she starts getting excited. More than that, she's buying baby clothes, getting the baby's room ready, arranging for time off work for the delivery, maybe even putting money aside for a college fund. What is that? Putting action behind your faith. And we all have things that we're believing for. Maybe you want to overcome an illness, or maybe you want to get out of debt, meet the boy or girl of your dreams, start a new mission, found that charity. Here's the key. You have to go beyond believing. You have to put action behind your faith. You're planning to get well? Well, then you need to start eating better and exercising. If you'd like to see your marriage restored, maybe you need to start treating your spouse a little bit better. If you want to start a temple, maybe you need to start a Facebook group, get a Sunday feast going in somebody's home. My wife and I were in Los Angeles for 10 years in the early 80s when I was life membership director. In order to facilitate my service there, I rented radio time from a station out of Pasadena. From 8 a.m. every Saturday morning until 2 p.m. in the afternoon, the programs were all blocked out for the Indian community. And for $1,000 a month, I had a half-hour slot in there called The Krishna Show. It went for 2 years, 1980 and 81. It was very successful and well-received. However, I began to think that for that same $1,000 a month, perhaps I could cover the mortgage on a small full-time radio station somewhere. That was the beginning of the dream. But I didn't just leave it there. I didn't just hope, believe, dream, and pray. Took steps. Every week for a year, I would go to the library's magazine section, pick up a copy of Broadcast Weekly, and look in the classified sections under radio stations for sale. I set up a recording studio behind the Life Membership offices in this old garage. We made half-hour episodic shows on the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. We invited devotees in to act out the parts and read the narrations. Vaibhavi, my wife, was in charge of the sound effects and the music. A lot of devotees visit the Los Angeles temple from all over the world. When they came through, I would invite them into the studio for an interview. We talked about philosophy, or else I would ask them to tell the story about how they came to Krishna consciousness. It's interesting that Radhanath Swami, in a series of interviews, told many of the stories that much later appeared in his New York Times best-selling book, The Journey Home. Just like a woman preparing for a baby, we were getting ready for a radio station. When the dream first took hold, we didn't have the programming, the experience, we didn't have the connections or the resources. But as we began stepping out in faith, all those doors gradually opened one by one by one by one. We could practically see that. For every step that we took in faith, Krishna would take a step towards us and supply another piece of the dream. We were able to put a small down payment on an AM radio station with 5 acres of land in Spanish Fork, Utah. It was at that time, and still is to this day, the only full-time Krishna conscious radio station in the United States. It's been broadcasting the sounds of transcendence for over 30 years. Recent internet technology has made the transmissions accessible anywhere in the world now that there's a Wi-Fi connection. Not only that, but in 1987, we were able to build a 3,500 square foot log residence / temple and start our Sunday feasts. Then in 1991, an additional 8.5 acres of land became available next door. On that current piece of land sits the Radha Krishna Temple, which attracts 100,000 tourists every year. God is great. I'm reminded of the saying, "Whoso takes a step towards God through doubting's dim, God will advance a mile in blazing light to him." Krishna had all that and more planned for us since the beginning of time. He had the stepping stones all lined up before we were even born. We simply had to do our part and take our tiny steps of faith before the dream became reality. In a purport to the Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter 4th verse, Prabhupada writes, "The plans of the Supreme Personality Godhead are understood by his mercy, and the plans of the devotees are as good as his plans. One should follow such plans and be victorious in the struggle for existence." Too often, we say that we're believing for good things, and yet with our actions, we're doing just the opposite. Your faith can work in either direction, positively or negatively. I know some people who plan to get the flu every winter. Have you ever heard anyone say at the grocery store, "Well, it's flu season, I better pick up some medicine. I'll probably get it this year." They're talking as though they're sure that it's going to happen. They take it even further and put actions behind their negative talk. They go ahead and purchase the flu medicine. Not surprisingly, a few weeks later, they come down with the flu. What happened there? Their faith worked, although it worked negatively. They expected the flu, they made plans for the flu, they took actions, and they got the flu. Remember, your faith is going to work in either direction. Now, if you read the news long enough and watch all the studies, they will nearly talk us into having heart disease, high cholesterol, diabetes, and all sorts of ailments. Well, you know what they say, 1 in 4 people dies of cancer. Maybe that's true, but let's be among those 3 people who don't get cancer instead of the one who does. It's just as easy to believe for the positive as it is for the negative. Start making plans to live a long, healthy life. Have you ever heard anyone talking about my arthritis, my blood pressure, my sickness? What are they doing? They're taking ownership of the problem instead of making plans to solve it. Our attitude should be, this sickness didn't come to stay, it came to pass. Say things like, I know with long life, Krishna is going to satisfy me. Declare by faith, I'm getting better and better every day in every way. I heard about a man who was in a car accident and both of his knees were crushed. The doctor told him he would be fortunate to walk, but he would certainly never run or play sports again. The man was so disappointed. After being in the hospital for 3 months, the first thing he did when he was discharged from the hospital was buy a pair of Adidas and join a health club. What did he do? Took a step of faith. Fact is, he wasn't able to go to that health club for over a year. He was too weak, but nevertheless, he made up his mind that he was not going to sit back and plan on living the rest of his life in a wheelchair. He was making plans to be up walking again. Now, that was more than 5 years ago, and today, that young man can outrun both you and me. He defied the odds. What happened? He made plans to rise up out of that injury. He could have easily let the doctor's negative words sink in, convincing him to give up, settle for mediocrity. Instead, he believed and made plans to be well. Maybe you've had some negative things happen to you or some negative comments spoken over you. Don't allow those negatives to take root. Keep believing for the good things. And remember, faith is always in the now. Get up every morning and say, Krishna, I thank you that right now you're working in my life. I thank you that right now I'm getting better. I thank you that right now, as impossible as it may seem, you have amazing plans for my future. In the fifth canto, fifth chapter, 15th verse of Srimad Bhagavatam purport, Prabhupada tells the story of a lazy, self-centered potter who's daydreaming. He's got four pots and he's idly thinking, now I have these four pots and I'll sell them and make some profit. And then there'll be 10 pots and then I'll sell 10 pots and I'll make some profit. I'll have 20 pots, I'll sell them, I'll have 30 pots, 40 pots. In this way, I shall become a millionaire. And at that time, I shall find a wife and marry. I shall control my wife with my prestige and my social status. If she doesn't do what I say, then I will kick her like that. And what happened when he kicked out? Yep, he broke the first four pots. All his hoping, dreaming, believing in his own personal, selfish plans for sense gratification came to naught. Prabhupada says, don't make imagination, make plans. Make a plan to please the Lord under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. Now, I'm 72 years old, and I know that in this stage of my life, many of my bodily parts don't work as well as they used to. I don't hear as well as I used to. I don't see as well as I used to. When I get down to offer obeisances nowadays, it takes me about 5 minutes to get back up again. Now, I could moan and groan, talk about how I'm getting older, slowing down, losing this and losing that. I can't deny those facts, but I do not have to dwell on them. I don't have to go around making plans for loss and defeat. I'm not going to make plans to get old, bent over, and not be able to do anything. I'm going to keep my faith out there. I'm going to speak words of health over myself. I'm going to talk about God giving me a long, productive, fruitful life. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put some actions behind it. What we're saying is don't make plans for defeat. Everybody around you may be getting old and cranky, complaining that this part of their body doesn't work or that that part of their body is failing. But you can be different. You can be the exception. Believe in a long and healthy life, full of service to the Lord, and going out with a bang. I love preaching. You might have figured that out by now. And I want to preach until the day I die. I don't want to retire, get put up on a shelf somewhere. I don't want to have a stroke and struggle as an invalid the last years of my life. I don't want to be incapacitated. I don't want to ever come to the place where I'm not able to preach. I want to go out like this man. Bishop Barnett Thorogood had just finished his Sunday sermon called "I'm Here to Do Battle" when he sat down on his seat on stage and collapsed soon after he was pronounced dead. Members of his Church of God congregation prayed and cried as paramedics tried to revive their 72-year-old pastor to no avail. Quote, "He died doing what he loved right up to the end," church member Mabel Beckett told a local reporter. Beckett attended the service where Thorogood took his last breath. Quote, "He lived the life he was called to right up until the end," unquote. Thorogood founded the Church of God in Christ in Virginia Beach in 1970. The church has since grown to more than 2,000 members. He was known for his fiery messages full of energy. And for his death on this particular Sunday, Thorogood preached urging congregants to keep their attention on God and call on him in their time of need. "You shall live and not die," were his last words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Like that preacher, I want to be strong and productive right up until the day I die. I want to be excited and energetic and ready for the next challenge. Like that preacher, I like to pass away suddenly, gloriously, in the heat of battle, not languish away slowly in a retirement home somewhere. It's easy to think, well, the law of entropy is settling in. Everything is moving down towards disintegration. My body is debilitating. It's a part of getting older. It's inevitable. This doesn't work. That doesn't work. Can't see. Can't hear. Cranky. No. Don't fall into that trap, especially not the cranky part. Would you agree that there's enough cranky people in the world already today? Make plans to be healthy, to be full of joy, to be fighting the good fight right up into the hour that Krishna calls you home. Do everything you have to do, Prabhupada says, but not with greed, not with false ego, not with lust, not with envy, but with love, compassion, humility, and devotion. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. No matter what your age, Krishna has important plans for you to fulfill. You're not supposed to just take up space, breathe oxygen, and pass time. Get your joy back. Get your enthusiasm up. Don't wither like an old prune. Make plans to live every day joyfully, vibrantly, healthy, alive, and productive. In his comments to the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 3rd chapter, 24th verse, Prabhupada advises, quote, "The best plan you can make is to surrender to Krishna's plan." Krishna says, "Sarva dharman parityajya," just give up all your self-centered plans and surrender to me. Think of me, become my devotee, bow down before me, and worship me. That's Krishna's plan for our life. As far as possible, our business is to introduce others to Krishna consciousness. When you make your plans, coordinate them with Krishna's plans. Make sure that your plans are sanctioned by the Lord. Don't make your own manufactured, concocted plan. Be guided by the Lord within the heart. I heard about an older couple. They came to a church leadership conference, and during the question and answer session, they stood up and said, "We're not really sure what we're supposed to be doing at our age." They were in their 90s, they said. They were both dressed impeccably. Their skin looked great. Their eyes sparkled with life, and the lady was the epitome of grace and beauty. They were a sharp, striking older couple. The pastor told him, "One thing you need to do for sure is get out and around and let other people see you. Be an example. Your joy, your health, your peace, your victory. It's an inspiration to others. You need to let the younger generation," which in your case is anybody under 80, See how you can be up there in years and still be healthy, still be joyful, still be peaceful. I heard about a man in his 70s that used to play basketball with men half his age and boys a third of his age. He was in great shape and he could run up and down the court with the 20-year-olds. One day he said, "It's funny, when I was 40, my doctor told me my knees wouldn't hold up if I keep on playing this much, but I ignored him and kept on going. At 50, he told me my back would start hurting if I kept running and jumping and didn't cut back. I just kept on. At 60, he told me I could no longer keep up physically with people half my age." It's interesting because I just went back to that doctor at 70. He threw up his hands in the air and he told me, "Keep playing as much as you want." I guess I'll just keep playing until I get old. Would you agree with me that old is a state of mind? Your body may age, but if you stay young in spirit, your body will age slower and it will age better. Always be grateful and happy. Always be in a good mood. Don't make plans to get old and worn out. Make plans for living your life joyfully, vibrantly, and good health. Are you planning for sickness today or health today? Today, are you planning to barely get by? Or today, are you planning to be blessed? Are you planning today to stay where you are? Or are you planning to rise higher and higher and accomplish your dreams? According to your actions or your lack of action, we are, all of us, making plans for something. Let me challenge you. Have a dream for your life. Make plans for abundance. "Well, I'd love to pay my house off. I'd love to get out of debt. But I don't see how it could happen for me. I've gone as far in my career as I can go. I'd love to send my kids to college, but it's so expensive these days." No. Are you making provisions? Do you have a savings account opened up? Are you taking courses at night? Are you keeping an eye on your impulse spending? Are you leaving your credit card at home and only taking cash when you go out? Did you know that God helps those who help themselves? Don't prepare for failure, for sickness, for scarcity. Start preparing and predicting the good things. Prepare for success, prepare for abundance, prepare for victory, prepare for a long life, prepare for good health. Keep your faith going in the right direction. Start making plans to live a blessed, prosperous, healthy, joy-filled, abundant, long life. If you do this, Krishna will more than compensate you. He'll shower blessings on you more than you could think or even ask. He'll pour out his favor to you and your loved ones in this life, and in the next life, you'll go back to home, back to God. Thanks so much for your kind attention.